Right now, it's a pleasure to have with us the new head coach of the Colorado Mesa Maverick men's basketball team, Mike Dunlap, joins us. Mike, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us this morning. I know it's a very hectic day for you.
Yeah, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It has been years since we have talked when you were at Metro State, when you won a couple of national championships over there. But take us through what this has been like for you, the journey for you to come back to the RMAC after you've spent time in the NBA, head coach of the Charlotte Bobcats. You were there with Giannis and company in 2021 when they won the NBA title, and assistant coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. The success you've had, obviously, in college basketball, but also in professional basketball as well. What brings you to Colorado? What brings you back to the state? What brings you to Colorado Mesa, Mike?
Well, first is university. It's dynamic. And what Tim Foster and now John Marshall, President Marshall, are doing is dynamic. So I wanted to be a part of that growth. And also the purity of Division II is special, the RMAC, and what that the game of basketball, kind of a Hoosiers environment that I love.
You've known Joan McDermott, the Mavericks AD, for a long time when you were both, of course, over at Metro State. How much did that relationship play a role in you deciding to come to Grand Junction and coach the Mavericks?
Yeah, well, as you know, Jim, you got to have alignment. And from the president's office right on through, people have got to want to be good, sustain themselves. And there's so many programs that the Mavs have, baseball. It could be wrestling on the female side of it. It could be diving. It could be a multitude of things. The women's basketball program and others are very special. And so Joan at this time is perfect for me as a fit, but also is, you know, you got to have some luck. But, you know, it's hand in glove as far as working for her. So it's good to have an AD that you're comfortable with and you can kind of seamlessly jump into the chair and go.
Mike Dunlap, the new head coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. It's been a while since you've been a college coach, Mike. That was Loyola Marymount back 2014 to 2020. And certainly things have changed in the college basketball landscape from Division I all the way down to Division II. The transfer portal has obviously had a big impact on so many programs, and it's had an impact on the Mavericks program with after the trip to the Sweet 16 and Mike DeGeorge deciding to leave to go to Cal Poly, that big chunk of the roster decided to move on. Trevor Baskin, most notably, was the RMAC Player of the Year. I guess your take on that, your approach of getting back into college basketball at the D2 level and trying to navigate what's always a difficult proposition with the transfer portal.
Yeah, you know, I think that you're exactly right. And it's like when a three-point line came in, either you embrace it and say, okay, how can I figure this out? Because the A part of it, that it's changed, is a fact. And so the more you spend talking about that, meaning me, staff, others, that you can go down the wrong path with that. So I think in solutions and priorities. And so with that, if you get good players, and let's say they go to the portal and they want to go Division I or move, this is it. There's this 60s kind of expression right now of an independence and a freedom for the player, and they're exercising it, and it'll come to form. It won't always be this way. And in the meantime, while you're going through that, you say, okay, what can we do to... Number one is adapt. So, for example, maybe you pick off us a really good player out of the portal that's a difference maker. And so I just say, hey, you know, it's the environment right now. Let's go.
Mike Dunlap, new Colorado Mesa men's basketball coach with us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And when you're at Metro State, you won the two national championships, Mike. Your connection with Australian basketball, when you spent, of course, time down there with Adelaide in 94-97, had strong connections to Australian basketball coaches and programs down there. It was a great feeder for your Metro State teams winning those titles. Is that part of the equation for you, now that you're coach at Colorado Mesa, to try to tap into those land down under resources once again?
Absolutely. The national program, Basketball Australia, invited us over last month, and I was in Sydney, Canberra, and also Melbourne And so the knife is sharp as far as the connections and the network goes and tapping into that. One is that all Division II programs have a hard time getting big players of size. And when the Metro teams moved in, we had an advantage maybe over the Mavs or Fort Lewis or whatever, only in the talent that we were able to get with size. And so, you know, being targeted, I think that is number one. But two is getting players that from Australia, academically, they're really good, and then high character people. And then third is that when somebody comes off continent, they have more at stake because they do not want to call home and say that they lost a game or they're not doing well. So you get a little bit more desperation within the human. And so that's not to say that's all you recruit, but I find that those Australians are like a good spice that's thrown into a chili. They really add something that's very special.
Mike Dunlap, the new head coach of the Cobra Mesa men's basketball team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. So what's the approach you take, Mike, with maybe players that have been at Colorado Mesa that played for Mike DeGeorge that have entered the portal but you know are still have not committed to go someplace else? Do you reach out to them? Is there a communication with them in regard to potentially staying now that they know who's going to be the head coach?
I think so. I think that anybody in their right mind would say that the excellence of Coach DeGeorge and his staff. And what they did is you want to replicate a given day, a given week, and not have radical change to see if you can be seamless in that. But the portal also has a degree of just keep your poise, you know, because it's bigger than the men's basketball program or any athletic program. The university has a power to it on relationships with professors, and optically it's a superior place. It's got to be one of the top 10 programs and facility-wise in the United States. And so I think you embrace other things because there's the student-athlete, you know, and there's a flavor there, and I think it pulls on the heartstrings of those players, even if they went into the portal. And it's very natural that they would be a little crestfallen that their head coach they had a relationship with and the staff is now gone. And that's just normal when you're 18 to 22 in that window. Those are things that extend to adults. I mean, that the relationship and the dynamics have changed. And so I think poise and patience and being really positive about what's been achieved. Coach DeGeorge is a one percenter. He did a great, great job there and established tradition. And so I think that's just a ripple effect. And, yeah, we'll embrace everything that's been done and also what the school is about because there's a mission statement of give back and you know, the other things that a student goes through in a given day. And so I'll highlight that as well.
When you're developing a relationship, say it's with Maverick players that decide to stay or new players coming in, and the approach you've had at the variety of stops you've been at, and most notably with Metro State, what is the Mike Dunlap plan? How do you approach developing those relationships? What are the keys for you to developing really good relationships with your players?
Vulnerability. I think that everybody goes through a given day, week, month, and things happen, and they're external. And so as a coach, they're called relationship builders when there's really not a quid pro quo. And that means that the athlete needs some help in some other areas. It could be nutrition or sleep deprivation or something's going on with a girlfriend. And, you know, asking good questions, listening, and being empathetic, but also is pushing the wagon of accountability, you know, saying, hey, you made that choice. Okay, what's the problem? Okay, and being part of the solution for them and being there when it's not sexy. And those build trust and also is what you bring to the relationship is be confident, be professional, and then bring speakers to them from the outside that have nothing to do with basketball but are transferable truths in their education as men. And getting them to understand what it is to be a husband, what it means to have manners, what it means to pick up trash when nobody's looking, and it's their campus, and taking pride in things that are holistic, that, again, have nothing to do with an orange ball through a rim. And those are the things that I look for.
Joining us this morning, new Colorado Mesa men's basketball coach Mike Dunlap with us on the Team Sports Network. We'll get now to the whiteboard part of things, Mike. When you talk about the Mike Dunlap philosophy and your approach to coaching, what are some of the tenets, the tentpole, you know, parts of your philosophy to coaching basketball?
Good question, Jim. Clarity is everything, and priorities. You know, in a given day, it's been proven that people don't multitask. They talk about multitasking, but keep your mind on one thing at a time and know your priorities. Whether it's Elon Musk and saying, hey, he has 20 ideas in his head, but you got to prioritize them, three things, and follow through and get them done on the day. And so for me, it's defense. I'm a defensive coach because then that allows the players to play with a degree of freedom offensively. And getting them to buy in to the fact that it's 94 feet of heat, you got to be in superior condition, and you got to be a dog. You got to get after the basketball because every coach in America creates habit patterns within their practice. And defensively, it's our job to speed them up and break their patterns that they've been working on and make the game messy to a degree and trust your players to make decisions as they're coming down the floor. And those decisions have to be predictable, and that's where the numbers come in. So the analytics of the NBA, that's where the game has gone. Michael Lewis, Moneyball, all of that is to embrace it, but not harness the player with those numbers so it slows them down. And so it's a nice balance. But if, I'll be very clear with the players, if they're not into defense, they're not into their fitness component, it's going to be a very hard thing for them. So you have to go out and you got to get personalities, selections, everything. And it would be tantamount to an AP class or an advanced English class. It's not for everybody. And there's a certain type of person that you have to go and get to fit the puzzle. So my priority right away will be on the defensive side of things and their fitness component. They're going to have to be able to run. And then, like I said, is the George did a great job with tempo. As there, more and more people came to the game because he opened it up. That wasn't the way it was when he first came in. But the evolution of that, he realized that in the town of Grand Junction, people want to be entertained, you know, an entertaining style. And so that means we have to go out and recruit athletes. We have to bring in people that can go up and down.
Mike Dunlap, new CMU men's basketball coach, joining us on the Jim Davis Show. And on that offensive side of things, we know the NBA's kind of positionless. You've coached there. You've been an assistant at the D1 level, where this year, March Madness, we saw the big guy still plays. You talk to the D2 level, it's hard to get that type of size. Where do you come down on the offensive theory when it comes to big man in the middle, couple of forwards, couple of guards, or are you more of a positionless type of mindset?
Well, first off is any smart coach is going to take the talent that they have in front of them and let them play so that you can extrapolate what their strengths are and get them to play to their strengths as much as possible. So whether a guy is tall, small, a left-handed, right-handed, or whatever, it's my job just to pay attention, ask questions, and then watch their habit patterns as they play. And then, as you said, you know, the game's more of a spread game, spacing steer. Athletes are longer and quicker and better coached, whether it's the weight room or they've got a sports psychologist that's working on the mental side of things. The information out there is incredible. But my job offensively, whether it is what they call a delay game, which is a spread game with five out, or you inherit some bigs, is to use those things to their advantage. I would think that most people think that Danny Hurley, with his family, is one of the better coaches in the United States today. And so if we get a big guy, it's to make sure that he's feeling loved and developed. And a lot of coaches don't really know how to deal with a big guy. I was a part of Pete Newell, the premier and historically big man coach that ever lived. And for 20 years, I was a part of this big man camp because I'm a smaller person. And I wanted to go where they ain't, and that is to, you know, go there and study the bigs, whether it was Jabbar, I was a part of his world, or it was Elijah Wan, or it goes all the way to the current ones. Is that coach is gone now, but that's in my portfolio. So I love big guys, and I think that as you saw, in the national championship game and with Edie and all of those guys is the numerics people try to wash out the big, you know, there was a couple years where they said, well, you know, it's passe. I don't agree at all, never have, and then I think there's a great place for the big, whether he's in a corner at the top or he's posting up. It's a coach's job to, number one, see what the human being can do and then grab your analytics and then move it that way.
Mike Dunlap joining us this morning, new Colorado Mesa men's basketball coach with us on the Team Sports Network. Mike, I think you laid it out really nicely about why you're coming to Grand Junction from a CMU standpoint. But what about the area? You're familiar with the area, obviously, when you coached at Metro State, making trips over here in RMAC play. What about Grand Junction entices you and your family to move here?
Well, this started when I was a boy, and I played for the Alaska Goaltenders, and Grand Junction had great baseball. So when they would come up, I knew the name. And Fairbanks and Grand Junction are very much alike, knowing that Grand Junction is a kinder, gentler place, and it doesn't have, you know, a Western States kind of harsh, you know, temperatures. But when you're going into a small community, that means that you're eating at the local cafe and you're meshing yourself with the community. And that could be fundraisers. That could be community service where you don't have your palm to the sky and you're not asking for something, but you're saying immediately that you're a part of the community. Whether it's the faculty and or something outside that somebody needs help with, because we've got 15 guys. And then so you move in and you help people, and it's not a quid pro quo. But I think that those are things that endear the program and the university to the community, saying that it's an older community, it's a retirement community in some regards, but there is a vibrant underpinning that's coming through because of all of the graduates that are happening from Mesa. So I do think that you know, it's kind of a really nice hybrid. But for me, that is very attractive. I've been on the plains, been in the NBA, been in the biggest stadiums in the world, and experienced all of that. But now, like I said, as I get to come back home, you know, and be a part of something that I absolutely love, my experience in Denver and Metro State. But when I got off the bus, out of all the places that I went, Colorado Mesa attracted me to what they had there, whether it's the vistas or whether it was the people, and we would grab our meal and then play the game and then get out, which you had to do. But I noted it, and when Joan became the AD, and I was hoping that I got asked, you know, to interview, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, Mike, we